Right, I'd have to see the cost analysis, but yeah, you're right. You know, you get something coming off a 2-year or a 3-year lease, you know, clean, it's been dealer maintained, might even have a little warranty left, you know, and pick something like that up. The original owner takes the big hit, you know, off the showroom floor for having the shiny new car with 0 miles. You get it, you know, at a considerable discount. And, you know, there could be some real value there. If it was a good car, 3 years, nothing happened to it, then, yeah, it's not bad. And then what you do is, you know, presumably the money that you don't spend, you know, on a new car, let's say that, you know, the used one costs you $350 a month as opposed to, you know, $550. You take that $200 and you put it in a repair fund and, you know, you should have it covered. But, you know, nowadays you can buy these darn, you know, factory bumper-to-bumper warranties. I've got, on this little thing, this Escape, I've got a 7-year, 70,000-mile bumper-to-bumper Ford factory warranty. It's not even, you know, a third party. And, you know, so this thing, and it's transferable. So if I go to sell this thing after 2 or 3 years, you know, the person that buys it's going to get low miles because we don't put 10,000 a year on. And they'll get a low mile clean car with still, you know, 4 or 5 years of warranty. Should make it quite marketable. But anyhow, you know, as far as the lease versus buy, yeah, you know, it's I like leasing. I bought this one and probably going to regret it. But I like leasing because I always said, I go, I haven't found a car yet I want to keep after 3 years. You know, 3 years I'm tired of it. I want to move on to something new. So, you know, I could, at the end of 3 years, I could say, is the car worth considerably more than I owe on it? Buy it and take the profit. If it's worth less, give it back and say, sayonara. Nice, you know, wouldn't want to be ya. Get another one. So, you know, yeah, it's, you know, that's nice. And if you really like the car, if you have a car for 3 years and so, and you said, wow, that was the greatest car we ever owned, you know, then buy it. Provided it ain't, you know, severely, you know, over market.